This is Mija Riedel for the Smithsonian Archives of American Art interviewing Wendy Maruyama at the Artist's Home in San Diego, California on March 5th, 2010. This is disc number one. So it's a pleasure to be here and to get started.
Nice to meet you too.
So we thought we'll just begin at the beginning because you were born, well, you grew up not too far from here, but you were born in Colorado.
Born in Colorado, La Junta, Colorado, small farming town, and lived there until I was perhaps two or three.
And what was the date you were born, Wendy?
1952, July 11th, 1952.
Okay.
And we eventually moved to Chula Vista.
Right.
For a very short time, and then...
Which is not far from here,
right?
Which is
not far from here, it's right near the border.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, my parents moved us to Hemet, California, and San Jacinto, California. It's up, I'm not even sure where it is, but anyway, they farmed.
They were farmers.
My sister was born there, my second sister was born in Hemet.
Okay.
I went to grade school there until about the age of... eight.
Are you the oldest of
all? I am the oldest.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And my sister Karen is now an actress and a comedian. She teaches improv.
Was she the one in the video?
Yes.
Is that
she
your sister?
Is.
Okay.
She was in that video. She was so patient in doing
That's a
the video.
Vanity. The vanity.
That's very funny.
Yes, she was delightful. The
she
eyeliner.
She did a great job.
She did.
She was evil. And she did the perfect stereotypical
female,
female dragon lady, which was what I was trying to draw out.
Okay. Literally
in the video.
Draw. Yes.
It's pretty funny.
So you both grew up together in Hemet, just the two
in
of
Hemet,
you?
The two of us at that time, yes. And then we eventually moved back to Chula Vista because, as my mother told me, she found out that they had a very good speech and hearing program for elementary school kids.
Okay.
And perhaps my dad had better job prospects than Chula Vista. So we moved there and I enrolled in a what was called Mueller Elementary School, and they had speech and hearing classes for people like myself. And I guess at that point my mother made the decision that I would be mainstreamed into the regular population as opposed to going to a school for the deaf. Which was probably another option.
Right.
But this one was just readily available.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking back at it now, I'm sort of glad that I chose, or she chose that route.
Yeah.
Being integrated with the quote-unquote normal population.
Right. And you were born deaf.
I was born deaf with 60 or 70% loss in one ear.
Okay.
And like 80% loss in another.
Mm-hmm.
So I wear hearing aids. Mm-hmm. I've been wearing hearing aids since I was about nine.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so that was a great school, by the way. The kids there were very, they weren't, you know, they were really, I guess they were accustomed to being around other children who had disabilities. We had some kids there that had cerebral palsy. That seems to be a common trait where you have cerebral palsy and you also have a hearing disability.
Okay.
I also have cerebral palsy, and I think that has something to do with my motor control and my speech impediment. So